What's trending?
Number one on what's trending, the Royals get a series win over the weekend up in Toronto. They're back at 500. They're 3.5 back of the final wild card spot. They're now out east at Fenway Park this evening, 6:10. First pitch, Vern's on deck show at 5 o'clock this evening. They open up a series against the Red Sox before they go to Minnesota. Can this team get above 500 during this series? That's the next question. Obviously, we're going to see some new faces throughout this series. A couple of the pitchers that were acquired, including Bailey Falter tonight, will be pitching. So we'll get our first look at them.
I'm looking forward to four straight series wins. I mean, this team's been on fire, you know, adding pieces at the trade deadline. Good for this team. Sal Perez, last 22 games, 11 home runs. Been fun to watch. Red Sox, good test. They've won 8 out of the last 10 games. That'll be fun. No Chiefs practice today. Preseason opener. Actually, this is game week, man. It's game
Saturday
week for
night.
The Kansas City Chiefs. Preseason opener Saturday in Arizona. Hollywood Brown, by the way, has missed the last 4. Hopefully he's back sooner rather than later.
Yeah, preseason football throughout this week. There's a couple games earlier in the week as well. If you need your football fix, we've got to wait till Saturday for the Chiefs preseason. We'll find out later on the week the exact breakdown of who's going to play. You know, Andy always kind of gives the same answer, and then we end up finding out that Mahomes plays a series.
Yeah,
you know,
Mahomes is the starter's first half,
yeah.
And then it'll be one series.
Yeah.
You know, typically the offensive linemen you will see
I think they
go a little
Jalen Moore should play a lot.
Yeah, you'll see the offensive line, the first unit go pretty much close to halftime.
Josh Simmons, it wouldn't hurt for him
to
get
a lot of Minshew.
Next on What's Trending, how about the Buffalo Bills and their running back James Cook? Had a great season a year ago. He now has begun his hold-in. He wants a new contract. He had been up there. He hasn't missed camp, but now he's getting frustrated. He was asked basically why is he doing this, and he's a business, and he wants a new deal. He's probably going to get a new deal, by the way, before the start of the season, but now he's actually going to stop practicing.
Yeah. Practicing, then all of a sudden just halt to a stop. It's one thing if your team has been winning Super Bowls and you have a holdout here and there. It's different if you're doing this and you haven't won, you haven't 100% bought in. But it's great news to see this happen to the Buffalo Bills. Always good to see that. Cameron Young, by the way, finally a PGA Tour winner, former Rookie of the Year, dominated the field all week at Sedgefield Country Club to run away with a 6-shot victory, 6 shots a ton. And the PGA Tour to win by 6-shot victory at the Wyndham Championships.
Yeah, Cam Young on the board here after being competitive for quite some time.
6 shots, a bunch, man.
Next up on What's Trending, you and Drew were dissecting the coaches poll during the break. The college football coaches poll is out. Number one in the country, no surprise, the Texas Longhorns, followed by Ohio State, Penn State, Georgia, and Notre Dame. A bit further down the board, you've got Kansas State, the only local inside the top 25 of the coaches poll. They are number 20, rounding out the top 25, A&M, Iowa State, BYU, Texas Tech, and the Boise State Broncos. KU did receive six votes. You know my feeling on all these polls. They don't matter. They're fun to talk about.
Missouri's
they just don't
27th,
mean
27th if you look at the
No, there's no such thing as being other. There's no such thing as being ranked 27th. It doesn't exist. That's my biggest gripe with people with the polls. There's no such thing as being ranked 27th. You're either top 20. It's top 25 for you're not 27th.
Well, what's the streak, Drew? There's a streak in there, like a 15-year streak where teams in the top 10. There's at least one team preseason top 10 that finishes out of the poll completely.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's like a 15-year streak or something. Because Florida State, you know, obviously the meltdown
on
that.
Who do you think it is?
I don't know.
So you got LSU a couple years ago?
LSU, by the way, so the rest of the rankings, Clemson was 6, Oregon 7, Bama 8, LSU 9, Miami 10, Arizona State, Illinois, South Carolina. Cody,
they would have to be completely out of the
poll. That finishes out of the pool completely.
Completely out of the pool.
Miami would be my vote. And I know, and it's not just because they're 10.
Last week we were having some fun with Cody in Tennessee with their fight song and everything. They're 18th. Drew, we know you're a big South Carolina Gamecocks fan.
Huge supporter of them.
Yeah. The Gamecocks. That's what's trending.
And Lenore Sellers.
That is your guy, honestly. I think you talk him up more than anybody.
Okay, if I'm talking personally liking in terms of quarterbacks,
big
Gamecocks supporter. I like Cade Klubnik and DJ Lagway, probably the two most. I like DJ Lagway a lot, but Lenore Sellers is probably going to win the Heisman. He would be my vote right now.
Probably going to win the Heisman.
He'd be my vote.
Probably.
Yeah.
You're saying that like he's the favorite or something.
If they go 8-4 or better, I bet you he wins the Heisman. He's just going to be, he is the team.
You should put a bet in then. He's not the favorite.
It's probably Arch, isn't it? Or is it Cade?
Arch Manning, 7-1. Cade Klubnik, 9-1. Also with Nussmeier at LSU. Jeremiah Smith is 11-1. Ty Simpson is 16-1. Carson
Beck, surprising.
18-1. Beck, Aller, and Sellers all are 18-1. And then further down the board, if you're looking for any of the local kids, Avery Johnson, 50-1.
Makes sense.
Dual threat. If they win the Big 12, 50-1 is not a terrible bet if you think it all comes together. And then further down the board, Jalen Daniels, 100-1 for the Heisman.
Look, if he makes it to the ceremony, forget winning the Heisman. Yeah. If Jalen Daniels is at the ceremony, Kansas wins the Big 12 and they're in the playoff.
I would be thrilled with the season
they had.
Absolutely.
If he's the finalist for the Heisman.
Absolutely would.
K-State
should be the local rank. K-State has the best shot of any of the locals to get to the college football playoff. It's not even close.
Yep. Missouri, that schedule lines up really nice.
I had a question at quarterback for Missouri.
Don't like him?
Bink, it's still, according to what Drinkwitz has said, it's still Prabula. It's Sam Horn's in the mix. And then Matt Zollers is still hanging around, apparently, and everything like that.
Sam Horn got drafted by a Major League Baseball team, right?
So he got drafted and signed, but the Dodgers are letting him play college football.
Gotcha.
I think that is part of
it's
the
like the Russell
deal.
Wilson thing?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
But
I think as soon as the season's done, he will go play baseball, and he's not trying to go to the NFL or anything like that. He'll go.
You guys can hit us up on the Jays Southland Toast Service text line 913.
Missouri's not on the road, by the way, till October 11th.
Yeah, their fans aren't thrilled with the way the schedule sets up. 913-586-7965. People saying, wait, Drew, I thought you were a Badgers fan. Now you're a bandwagon Gamecocks fan, like a Pacers fan, like a Bengals fan, like a Michigan Notre Dame fan.
I like certain, just because I like a team, doesn't mean that I root for them.
You're kind of pulling for the Gamecocks.
Like, I'm not rooting for the South Carolina Gamecocks this year. I am not rooting for the Florida Gators.
Huge supporter.
I think right now, if I had to pick who I think wins the SEC, it's probably Alabama. I'm leaning that way, or LSU, maybe Texas. Like, it's those three. Like, I'm not putting South Carolina or Florida in there. Like, I can like a team. Just like, look, I like Lenore Sellers. I think
Nussmeier will finish higher in the Heisman poll than Sellers.
I'm sure a lot of Chiefs fans like Justin Jefferson. That doesn't mean you're a Vikings fan. You just like Justin Jefferson.
Right.
And
he's
that's
like fantasy
fine.
Football.
Well, yeah.
Definitely going to help you win a league. Don't forget, though, on a Monday, if you're thinking about what to do for lunch, what to do for dinner tonight, visit our friends over at 30 Hop, our Monday lunch partner on Cody and Gold. Today, $5.99 classic burgers. It's every Monday at 30 Hop, whether you're talking about the location in Lee's Summit or just down the street from us in Merriam, over at Merriam's Grand Station. Proud supporter here of Cody and Gold. We appreciate 30 Hop. Stop in for lunch. Stay for happy hour. 30hop.com. That's 30 Hop. Local beer, American Eats, big patio. Yeah, the patio is awesome. This weekend would have been an unbelievable time to be on one of their patios at their locations. It was gorgeous weather in KC, and truly, yeah, the patios are awesome at both of the 30 Hop locations. Coming up in about 20 minutes or so, we'll get back into some NFL a little bit, something that Mike Florio is hinting at that could happen with some of these holdouts, and to me, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Could we see it? Maybe you guys think we could. I'll tell you what that is coming up in 20 minutes. Don't forget, tomorrow we're back up at training camp. Hopefully Cody's back with us. If you're wondering why Cody is gone, no joke. The bee story from last week where he was mowing his yard and he got stung in the leg by a couple bees. He thought he fixed the problem. He was back out there yesterday. The bees came. He ran towards his back door and got stung in the mouth. And I'm serious. And he's getting a steroid shot today. His mouth is swollen. He couldn't talk enough to do 4 hours radio. So hopefully he's back tomorrow and feeling better. But just absolutely ridiculous story. I can't wait for the details tomorrow. Absolutely ridiculous.
Rob came in here briefly and he was like, oh, was like Cody sick or something? I was like, no, he got stung in the mouth by a bee. He goes, what? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I almost couldn't believe it when I was reading it. And I was like, excuse me?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I think out of all the people at the station, it would only happen to Cody. Like, of course, like
the bee. Yeah, I think. Well, based off of the stories about getting stung and when we're up at camp, the wasp attacking and all that. But like Cody claims to be an outdoorsman. He gives you and I a hard time. I'm just saying only one of us. I would have just hired someone to begin with to eradicate the bees. He's going to now have to do that anyway.
Well, and it's not like you just stay inside, Gold. Like you said, you're helping.
Can you text Cody and see if he can call in? I want to know what he sounds like right now. Like, is he slurring his words because of it? Is it painful to talk? If you want to send him a text and see if he wants to call in for a second, see if he's on track to come in tomorrow or not. Do you think he was singing outside in the, I got to ask him, Because how did the bee?
No, he was yelling about the bees.
He didn't just say he got stung like on the lip. He said the bee flew in his mouth and stung him. Mm. If the bee like on his lip or inside like the cheek of your mouth, you know what I'm saying? The inside of your mouth. That would be. I mean, the amount of pain. I'm sure it's extremely painful. Extremely painful.
Well, we'll see. He might not even text me back. He might just call in.
I want a picture of like these lips. Are they just have they just completely swelled up entirely?
Yeah,
a lot of people don't believe it was a bee. A lot of people are convinced it was a hornet's nest because he said it was down in the ground and he ran over with his lawnmower.
He specifically said bumblebee.
He did. He did tell us bumblebee. We both got a text. All three of us got a text last night. Said, "Hey, I don't know if I'm going to make it in tomorrow. Here's what happened."
Yeah, I want to see if he's like, what's
stung
his name
on the tongue would be brutal.
Oh, the tongue would be awful. Yeah, if he's like, what's his name on Monsters Inc. after the with like the suction cup thing on his lip, if his lips are swelled up like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me know what he says if you want to. If you want to see if he's
right,
he might be at the doctor right now. I have no idea.
That text has been sent.
Okay. Yeah, I know he was planning on getting like a steroid shot to try to get the inflammation down.
He said, "Yeah, I don't know what that means."
Okay.
I said, "Can you do a call in for 2 minutes? We want to check up on you."
Yeah, we're going to know how he's feeling. I got a lot of questions. Some of it we can save for tomorrow, but like, he's calling in right now.
I was stung 17 times right now. One time.
This is going to be good. We haven't talked to him since last night. I haven't talked to him on the phone. It's just been by text. I don't know if he can speak. I don't know if he's in pain.
Cody Tapp joins us.
Cody B. Tapp, Bancroft, but B is in B's. What the hell happened?
All right. So I thought I had gotten rid of all the bees.
Uh-huh.
They're, by the way, just, you know, the bee expert guy came. They're German yellow jackets, which were the bane of my existence.
So the yellow jackets. Okay.
Yeah.
German.
Real jerk.
Wow, they really traced the roots back, huh? Okay. All right.
Yes, who the hell knows? The guy's like, I don't know if they're actually German. I'm like, man, I don't care. But so I thought I'd gotten rid of them, but because I was going to that place of the yard, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get geared up. I'm going to make sure. Long socks, long pants, hooded sweatshirt. I'm going to protect my body in case these bees are there. So I go down, and then, yeah, they come out. They're mad again. I'm like, oh, okay, I got to get out of here. So I'm like 30 feet away, but it followed me. And then it flew into my mouth. And then it flew in my mouth, and then I got it out, but it stung me on the lip first. And
it was actually inside your mouth.
Yeah, yeah, it was. It sucked. And so then yesterday, my face, my whole face got fat, like my neck and my
cheek. Do we have photos? Will you tweet some out tomorrow?
Yeah, sure. So like my whole face got fat. And then I was like, well, maybe it'll get better. And this morning it was worse. So then I went and got steroids and, you know, hopefully that'll solve the problem.
Jeez.
It hurt a lot worse than it does today. Still hurts today. But
I can't imagine. That's brutal. So did the guy remove the bees or kill them? Because aren't they supposed to remove? Well, they're not bees, I guess. They're just yellow jackets.
They're not honeybees.
Yeah. So he went and eradicated. He said, "You guys are you're dead."
He talked like it was a military operation. He said, "I got a direct hit on the nest." like he's just down. He put on a whole suit. Man was on the ground smoking them out, and then like I think just poisoning their hive.
People were convinced that because it got in your mouth. Like, were you singing? Why was your mouth opened?
Oh, honestly, I don't know. I don't have a good reason or explanation for that, I guess. Other than I was running away from the bees at the time. Like, ah, fuck, bees. Oh, I can't cuss.
Oh, nope. We're going to have to dump that. We're going to. Oh, dump button has been hit. Thank you, Cody. I mean, the guy does radio for a living and he can't call into the show.
I won't cuss anymore, but I'll just tell you right now, I haven't been that mad in so long. That's why I'm cussing. I was so mad. I was, like, enraged after it finished. I went to the hardware store and tried to get something else to get rid of them, and then I was like, I can't pick on these bees anymore, till I called the expert.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better, at least. Do you think you're going to be ready for tomorrow?
Yeah. I mean, look, I can't promise talking for 4 hours is going to feel great, but my plan is to be back.
Are you worried that you just killed a bunch of yellow jackets because of this? Are you worried that the wasps have caught word of this tomorrow at camp?
I don't know, man, but I'm going to I feel like I just got to bring some sort of spray foam, and there's only been a couple of those, and I don't know if they heard about their buddies who he just had to take care of in the yard. But I'm out for blood tomorrow. It would not be a good day to mess with me if you're a Wasp.
Okay. People say you sound fine. Get your ass to work. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See ya.
There you go. It's Cody Tapp. Glad he's feeling better. He calls in the show. He does radio 4 hours a week with me. And he 4 hours a day, I should say, 20 hours a week. And he's on the phone for 4 minutes with us, and he drops an F-bomb. I'm glad we have a dump button. For those of you on the stream, congratulations. You got that one. But, man, oh, man.
Steroids.
Jeez.
It was actually inside your mouth. He said, yeah. He said it was. So not bees, Bink. Yellow jackets. Whew. He got stung by yellow jackets. Mm. The photos are probably
great. They soaked him out, though.
Yeah, the direct hit.
That's hilarious. He gave him a battle report. That's hilarious.
I still don't, like, tomorrow I'll have to ask more when he's in person, and I'll see what it'll, like, the mouth, like, how did it get inside your mouth?
Is he going to wear a sweatshirt to train camp?
No, but he's been nervous about the Wasp anyway. Now I understand the worry.
Yeah.
You just got stung. You're on steroids. Hopefully that brings down the swelling. Someone says, I understand Cody cussing. Yeah, I understand. He forgot he was on the radio for a second. That's all. He got comfortable for about 30 seconds. Yeah.
I cussed one time right after surgery. I showed up to work and cussed like within the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I get it.
Thank you for calling in, Cody. Thank you. Drew, thanks for texting him, getting that people were asking. Thinking of Drew, we were going to talk some role. We'll get there, I promise. But now while we're already having some fun here.
Drew, you want to talk about the picture?
Yeah, a couple things. One, we already talked about Drew's completely irrational, unnecessary tweet as he arrived back in town from the Outer Banks. He sent out a Burrowhead tweet, which makes no sense in the year 2025, especially since Cincinnati hasn't won against the Chiefs in 3 years. It's a ridiculously outdated tweet. I don't know why you sent it. Your team can't even get to the postseason these days, so I don't know why you sent it. Uncalled for. Text line's mad at you. A couple weeks ago, you sent out a photo, a selfie. You had just got done jogging outside, and it was a shirtless photo of yourself, and you took a photo of yourself through your car's window.
Yep.
Interesting. Interesting. Then...
with an emoji.
With the eggplant emoji, yeah. That was weird. I don't know why you threw the eggplant emoji on there. And then...
hit the wrong button, I guess.
then I saw while you were out of town, you took the time... you said, did a thing.
Yeah.
And it was just a photo of your back. At first, I looked like, did you get your back waxed or something?
No.
That's what I honestly thought. And then we noticed, Bink thinks there's like an eggplant outline on your back, jeez, but it was actually, okay. But it actually is all like, right. It looks like the cupping, you know, like the
correct.
The little oval things, cups.
I didn't say it looked like a cup.
Well, that was what it was, though.
Why?
It was?
But it was necessary to send a photo? Why? What was up with the photo, and then why did you decide to get... are you training for an... Why the cupping?
So, my brother and I and my sister's boyfriend all got massages.
Okay.
And I never had a massage done before, and I know in particular...
Sean Watson one?
Jeez, Bink.
My shoulder is something that I've got a little bit more pain in. So she was focusing on my shoulder, and then even like referred pain to my back, like in the middle of my back, which is where the cupping was done. And she was starting to massage, and she felt there was like a little bump or whatever. And she was like, oh, and I was like, yeah. And she was like, this is the shoulder, right? I was like, oh yeah. She goes, you're a mess. Like I have a lot of issues in my shoulder apparently, but she was like, I might do some cupping. And
from
I was
what?
Like,
great. From what?
So a few years ago, before I moved to Kansas City, I think I threw my arm out, like legitimately threw my arm out. And I never got it looked at, never got anything done. Haven't been to a chiropractor, haven't had x-ray, MRI, haven't had anything. So this is like 2 or 3 years ago, like in the making of, my shoulder's really sore, and she was like, yeah, your shoulder's pretty messed up in terms of, like, just, it's like a, she thinks it was a pretty bad physical strain, like, nothing was torn or anything like that, but she was like, you should go and get more massages done. I thought it was great. I thought the massage was wonderful.
Of course she's saying you should get more massages done.
Well, yeah. I thought the massage was great. I've never
massages,
had it before.
Massages can be terrific. But
very, very helpful, especially for the shoulder. My shoulder feels
a lot better. But the photo, this is now, Drew,
yeah,
let's
I wanted
be,
to show the cupping.
But let's
I thought it
be,
was cool.
Let's be real. This is now two, so in the last month, you have sent out a shirtless photo And then again, another photo, like, yes, it's your back, but still, what's up with the people are wondering what thirst traps, body pics on public Twitter accounts. Are you starting an OnlyFans soon?
No.
Ben, what do you think of this?
I think it's odd behavior, to be honest with you.
Well, no, I was excited to do the cupping. I thought it was really cool. I thought I would, in a way, like, looked like, you know, the athletes do whenever they get the cupping. I was like,
did you get it
awesome.
Because athletes getting like, oh, this is cool? Is that why you got it?
No, I actually want, because I know that it helps. Like it actually can really help the muscle tension. And I am glad that I got it.
It feels better then.
Yes. So the cupping wasn't even done on my shoulder. It was done where the referred pain is, like, in my back. That's more like in the middle of my back, and it feels less tense. Like, my posture feels like I can...
So you would say, though, like, for people thinking about getting a massage, that it could...
Yeah, there's a greater chance that it does result in some pleasure. Like if I were to have... Like if I were to have my... If I were
now
to
you, how much
roll
what,
out my
like,
back. If how, I were to roll out my my back, I'm not going to get as much pleasure as I would having...
Now, how, like... You paid for that.
Pay for that pleasure?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
So much so I told my wife, I was like, who did not get him, I was like, you should get one. It's great. Because she also deals with some tension.
I'm glad it felt good, man. What's the next? Honestly, now I'm with, what's the next photo we're going to be able to talk about on the show? This is a hell of a streak you're on right now. It's a hell of a streak. This is a different era for you. You're out of your
what's next to
shirtless photos.
The Bengals banana hammock on the beach.
Oh, jeez.
Settle down, Daggert.
No, I got a massage and it was great, and I got some cupping done, which really helped. Bink,
some cupping done, huh?
No, hey, Bink, if you got a massage and you had cupping done, like let's say
cupping done.
If you had cupping, it would really help.
That sounds really bad.
Bink, hold on. I'm sure there's Chiefs players who have cupping done, and they
helps them
play,
Drew?
On Sunday.
Plenty of athletes, Ben, get the cup.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Does Drew know what a cup is?
Yes. if we're talking the sport of baseball, yes, I do know what a cup is.
I'm glad the trip
I'm
was good,
I'm not talking
though.
About
I'm
that
glad,
cup,
I'm glad the trip was good, man.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. You know, I wanted to post it because I thought it was cool, but I should have known that it was going to generate this sort of a
There's
reaction.
There's some photos
from it, you know?
That you don't need to send out, you know? Like... It is some things you don't need to send out.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm. Someone says zesty behavior by
that's
Drew.
That's the same thing that was said. I don't know if it was the same person.
Zesty.
Are you going through a midlife crisis, man?
Zesty behavior.
No, I'm Bink. I
is
am.
This midlife crisis? You getting the convertible next?
That sounds great.
I mean,
I
you're tanning,
that.
You're working out. I mean, you're getting cupped.
The hair's all done now.
You're getting massages.
Look mm-hmm. tanning is done. Look, I
you
love.
You tan too?
No, he's tanned from the beach.
Yeah, I don't go to a tanning bed. No.
Okay, good.
He's tanned from the beach.
I didn't know. Would it surprise you?
Is that what?
Would it surprise you if Drew went tanning?
At this point, no.
Okay.
At this point, no.
You're saying if I showed up like Kramer or something like that, you know, post tanning bed, you'd be like, oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, he's getting ready for a wedding, I think.
I am not.
Kramer
actually.
Tans?
Wait, what?
No, I'm Kramer from Seinfeld.
Oh, I think you meant our Kramer.
Not Kramer here. I was like, yeah.
It's like
no
Kramer
chance.
Didn't
no chance. All right.
I don't even want to be mean to Kramer, but if you look at Kramer, he's not tanning.
Okay. Okay.
I don't want to call him pasty, but he's not
okay.
Tan.
I don't think anybody here has been cupped.
Up next,
it's
we're
going
to talk
you
about
have it done
what
if
Mike
you're
Florio,
your shoulder or your back. It's great.
What Mike Florio is suggesting could happen in the postseason, plus the random question of the day. Back here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold. Jay Binkley, Drew Nixon with you. We'll get to the random question of the day here in about 8 minutes or so. Don't forget, if you're thinking about what to do for lunch or dinner, whether it's tonight or the rest of the week, 30 Hop, great spot to go, especially on Mondays with their $5.99 classic burgers. 30 Hop, your new go-to, an American bar and kitchen with bold flavors, local taps, those expansive patios. We tell you, the patios are awesome at 30 Hop, plus a unbeatable happy hour. Check out 30 Hop in Lee's Summit, or their new location just down the street from us, Merriam's Grand Station. Stop in for lunch, stay for happy hour, 30hop.com. That's 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio.
Cody would have to wear a sweatshirt.
Yeah, he might be a sweatshirt guy the rest of his life now after the bee sting. That is very true. Before we get to random question day, I want to talk about a scenario that Mike Florio mentioned during the postseason last year, and he's bringing it back up right now because there are hold-ins happening. Guys like Trey Hendrickson and Terry McLaurin and Micah Parsons, although I guess Micah has been practicing, but still guys that want new deals. And last year, it was ludicrous then, and I still think he's off base, but we're going to find out. He made a point last year that, like, T. Higgins from Cincinnati, if they were to make the postseason, and obviously Cincinnati didn't make the postseason, so it wasn't even a possibility, but basically he should hold out during the postseason, and that would put all the power on the player side. Because right now, the hold-ins are fine, but deep down, we know Terry McLaurin's not going to sit out the whole season, okay? You're not going to pull Le'Veon Bell. The CBA, yeah, financially, it makes no sense. Same
for those
thing
who
with,
don't know, hold-ins means you show up. You don't practice, you show up.
You show up so you don't get fined. Yeah. But we all know eventually Terry McLaurin, Trey Hendrickson, whether they have a new deal or not, they will end up playing at some point. Remember, Chris Jones missed a game. He didn't miss the whole season. He missed a game. So that's the leverage that the teams have over the player. And they know deep down they're going to eventually show up. What Mike Florio is alluding to is, will we see a point of time in the postseason where a player says, I want my new deal, I won't play? That's what he's referencing. Now, I think it's crazy to think that a player's willing to do that for a couple reasons. One, while yes, they would have leverage and the team would feel like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? We got to pay him. I don't think players will quit on their team like that. Like, it's much easier to do it in August. I don't believe, let's just use the Chiefs as a hypothetical. Pick a player on the Chiefs. The Chiefs are playing divisional round weekend, and then all of a sudden, I'll just throw out McDuffie's name for the hell of it. McDuffie's like, I want a new deal, or I'm not playing. Not in a million years would he do that. I just don't think we're going to see that. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree 100%. And people thought this with college football, too. You know, the guys skipping out of bowl games?
Yes.
To go to the NFL. Then they thought, well, what happens if they won't do sit out of playoff games to protect the draft stock?
Correct.
And that was always a big thought. What happens if a bunch of players do this? You know what? They didn't do it. They didn't do it because they wanted to rely on their team. Hey, it's when your legacy is built in the postseason. These guys all know it. And when you sit out there, that sends up huge red flags to other teams in the NFL. Like, how committed is this guy to the number one question in football is, how much do you like football? It's why they keep asking that at the combine, because again, two types of guys, those like football and those like being a football player. But I don't think we'll see this in the postseason.
No, and ever. I know the postseason checks are not part of your salary. Like, those are extra, are extra checks, but still, could you imagine what that would do for a locker room? You'd have fans turn on the player too, because fans would be like, hey, we're 100% wins away from a Super Bowl. Get your ass on the field kind of thing. I just don't think a player would want to deal with the consequences. While yes, they would have leverage in that spot, The PR backlash and the consequences could be devastating for that player's long-term future on that team, too.
Because the players all understand, in the locker room now, if they're doing it now in training camp or whatever, players understand. Like, they understand guys want their money. They want that check. They completely understand it now. But it changes then. It's a completely different mindset with that locker room when you get the postseason compared to that. Because now, players don't really care because they all understand it. They've been there, a lot of them. They understand what these guys are going through. But postseason, completely different animal.
Now, Florio suggests that this would be something like the player would declare it at the beginning of the season. So like, hey, I got to play under contract, but those games in the postseason are extra. So basically, it'd be like Micah Parsons all of a sudden before the start of this year, like, hey, I'll play for you, but I'm not playing in the postseason without a new deal.
Yeah,
I just don't think we're going to see that. That would just be so insane.
Yeah, that would be wild. Kidding me?
But they did think that in college football too. The guys all
know, but now the NIL stuff has changed that. Some players get money by being.
But some guys will be first round picks. They'd say, you know what? I'm not going to go through the playoffs here. I'm not going to play the extra four games. Not going to do that. So that was a big concern that people had. It didn't happen.
You would destroy your locker room.
100%.
Because let's say T. Higgins would have done that. Well, again, they didn't make the playoffs, but like, let's just say, because that was the player.
Let's say the Bengals actually made the playoffs.
Let's say the Bengals. Let's say they actually made the playoffs.
Yeah, sure. Let's play the hypothetical.
T. Higgins says, I'm not playing in this postseason game. Let's say the team caved and said, all right, fine, we'll give you a new deal. People would not look at him the same way ever again in that locker room. They would say, you were willing to quit on us and our chance to win a Super Bowl. People would view you differently in that locker room for the rest of your career.
Yep.
They would wonder,
even just
clearly you're putting yourself above the team. It wouldn't be the same. In August, players and teammates will say, hey, I'm not going to get in someone else's business. It's business. In August, teams are fire. Teammates are not mad at Terry McLaurin right now. Teammates are not mad at Micah Parsons. They understand he's trying to get his money. You do that, though, in the postseason, teammates will be ticked off.
Completely different. You know, and again, what do teams think about that? Like going forward, like are you going to get another contract from their team, or are they going to say, this guy set out for the playoffs. Do I really want that guy to come? Because you know what? Even though you're doing it with your team, other teams see it too. Like if someone does that with another team, people in Kansas City with the Chiefs would see that too. They say, oh, I can't believe this guy's doing this. So it not only affects you with your current team, but teams that you could maybe possibly go get a new deal with if you decided to wait on that to get a new deal. Other teammates around the league are going to see that and go, no, don't touch this dude.
I think your comp to college football isn't a bad one, Bing, but it's not the bowl game stuff. It's the, like, Nico basically quitting on the team, or essentially the reports are saying, he debated sitting out of the playoff game so he could get stuff done. Like, that changes all of a sudden where the interest level is not there anymore of you as a player. Like, even you become a big cancer to the locker. I can't imagine that actually happening because it just sounds so...
But it was talked about.
It sounds so ridiculous, Gold. Like, if that actually happened, you would kill... You shot probably for a big contract in it because somebody's like, I'm not paying you this money when you just did this. It wouldn't help your cause.
Just think of the message that sends to team leaders on other teams going, nah, we don't want this dude, man. Don't the front office, hey, man, don't bring this guy in.
Yeah, I think it's weird. Florio's like dead set on this concept because this was his thing last year in December. I don't know why. Like, he's trying to make this a reality, I guess. It's kind of bizarre to me. He's brought it up a few times.
Maybe because they'll be right eventually. I don't know.
Well, kind of like the Andy Reid retirement stuff that he was putting out there. That's actually a fair point as well. Sorry, I'm laughing. Somebody just tweeted me a photo. They photoshopped something onto Drew's back in the photo he tweeted out. Have you seen
what?
This thing?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's Mahomes riding a pink horse.
Is that real?
Right on Drew's back.
Jeez.
Is that real?
Drew, you got a tattoo while you were gone, too. Interesting.
Do you have a Bengals tattoo yet?
I'm never going to have a Bengals tattoo.
Why not?
I don't think so. The only way he'll get one is if they win a Super Bowl, so he's never getting one.
I'm never getting a Bengals tattoo. I'm never getting any sports-related tattoo on my body.
You should get one right now. Super Bowl champions, 2026.
I will not be doing that.
You should do it now. Just call your shot.
No, not going to happen.
Let's get to the random question.
Do we have one?
Oh, we have one. I have one.
Random question.
You don't have to worry about it today, Bink.
Tomorrow,
Gold's got us covered.
If Cody's not back tomorrow, Bink, it's your turn for random questions.
But they always suck.
Yours? Yeah, I know.
I mean, they got better, though.
We'll get to the random question of the day brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. Visit kcurology.com today. 913-586-7965. That is the text line. So let me explain the situation and get to the question. So I was at a restaurant in town this weekend with some people, a place where the people I was with, they go there quite often, right? They know the waiter, they know the manager and everything. They usually request a certain waiter. In fact, there was a note at the check-in with the host for this waiter. They sat them, though, at a different table with a different waiter. Mm. I showed up. They already had ordered drinks and everything. Well, they got a different waiter, and after the waitress had already got them drinks, they asked the waiter they wanted, hey, can we get you to switch to our table? So the question is, and I felt bad about that. The question is, would you have just kept the waiter? I think it's a bit mean to make the waiter switch because you didn't want that waitress because of somebody else and you had already ordered drinks. They had already brought you drinks.
I just did this myself, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
So you okay.
I'm good with it.
So you're good with this.
If you get your favorites, you get your favorites.
Right, but what she already
and you told
had
them ahead
already
of time.
She already had started serving you though, and you made her leave your table. You basically fired her from your table.
I used to leave a little bit of tips. Hey, I'm sorry about this, but
so you gotta leave the tip.
Yeah, you make good with it.
And they did. They did, by the way. They said we'll take care of you.
Okay. Yeah, you make good with
so
it.
So you're good if that happens.
Yeah, you make good with it.
Have you ever done this, Drew?
No, because I don't.
I think you got to keep the waitress they sat you with because I feel bad otherwise.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I've ever. I've been in the position where I knew the waiter or waitress. Maybe it's been my sister most of the times if I've gone to a place where she was working, and they sit you in the right spot. I've never been missat, and if you do get missat, I don't think I would have the I don't think I'd have the guts to be
One time you keep the waiter. Yeah. Like the one time you keep the waiter that they gave you.
You say, this is why I called ahead. This is why I have a note. This is why where I want to be. And this is what I want to do.
It makes it very...
You're the customer, man.
Very...
You're the customer.
Awkward,
but you make it good, though. You make it good. You say, you tip them, say, well, thank you for the drinks. You give a nice tip or whatever. Say, can
I sit then you introduce the... If that person is... All of a sudden, the waitress is like, did I do something wrong?
We explain the situation. Say, I'm used to this person because I'm sure that waiter or waitress understands locals that keep coming in. They understand that they're probably going to have a situation where someone wants to sit in their section, so they'll understand it.
Yeah.
Just be upfront with it. Say, here's your
You basically
man.
Said, you're not good enough for my table.
No, that's not what you're saying.
It could come across that
way. It's not what you're saying. Just make yourself clear in the beginning and say, no. This is why we've had this person for years and stuff. That's what we want to do. And then you make it good. So you're still making
it good. By the way, that is what happened. So the waiter that they had wanted ended up waiting the rest of the night. And at the end, I believe they made sure the waitress before got a tip.
That's good.
Here you go. Someone says, I used to be a server. You did nothing wrong. I would never be offended if a customer wants a particular server. It's only awkward if you make it so. What about after you already started serving them, though? That's what I think made it a little weirder. That's what happened.
Just drinks are fine, though.
It was just drinks.
That's fine.
It was just drinks.
Food and stuff like that, no, but just drinks, that's fine.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. It was an interesting scenario that came up. Someone said you got to tip the prior...
What did they order? Did they bring water? Did they bring them actually?
No, margaritas or whatever.
Okay.
Someone said you got to tip the prior waiter out. If you don't, then it's a scumbag move.
True. Make it right with both.
Since as a former server, I'd much rather someone move out of my section than into it. Having said that, we swap tables all the time.
See?
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah, since the other server just gives me one of their empty tables then.
My wife...
So it's more on the waiters to figure it out.
Yeah, so I think that's... For that person's point, that's happened to my wife before, where somebody moved into her section without her knowing... And they got irritated because they weren't getting served when she didn't think that that was a part of her, you know, all that other stuff that can happen in that sort of a system. But
People like to feel comfortable.
In the end, I'm sure it was fine because they took care of the waitress. So, I mean, I think they ended up covering themselves, I guess, fine. I don't think I would have the guts to do it, though. I wouldn't. I'd just be like, you know what? It's fine. It's all right.
Was that question okay for you, Bank? Last time didn't like the question last time because you didn't have one, and then I came up with it on the spot.
I mean,
it was great.
I'd say okay. 4 out of 10.
That's it. That's all I get for that one. Okay, Drew, do you have one today?
No, I do not.
Bank?
No.
Okay. Well, then you know what?
I think your question was good gold. I think you know the fact that it was
Bank didn't like the question.
The fact that it was based on a personal experience and not just something you saw. I like it. I think that was a good question.
It was not good. It was okay.
The All question right. The text line has had the most today, other than have we roasted Drew yet? Yes, we did. Is whether or not you went to get your convenience store run today. Drew normally...
I did not.
Yeah, you didn't offer. You didn't offer. You didn't offer Bink.
I didn't go, period.
Normally, Bink gets mad at you because you don't offer the QT run or something like that.
I got my Press Chopper water bottle right here. I did not go on a run.
Okay.
At all to the gas station.
See, it's probably bad on your part because you've been gone for a week on vacation.
He's out of rhythm. That's the other thing we didn't roast Drew about yet. Can we bring that up? Texas morning?
You should have probably brought breakfast in for Alex, myself. You probably should have brought drinks.
Look,
you're on vacation, man.
We all know it's tough to get back in the swing of things when you're on vacation.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Mm-hmm. What happened this morning, man? Sent us a text this morning.
At 8:45... Mind you.
Yep.
Which
you sent us a text.
Already definitively late.
Mm-hmm. You said, hey, first day back type bleep. Set my alarm for bleeping PM. Just woke up. Leaving now. Go ahead and start the pre-show meeting without me.
Yeah, and we did.
What do you mean you set the alarm? What? You're also, you're sleeping in just on, like, you're not automatically, like, I would not be able to sleep in to 9 o'clock. I would have woken up on my own anyway.
I think it's because I was exhausted because
I got up early so Cody could text me.
So I drove from Duck, North Carolina to Indy, which is the longer section of the drive, but I wanted to get back. So I wanted to get back here really bad. I just wanted to get back. So I was like, all right, we're just going to get up and we're just going to go at like 4. I got into Indy at like 10:30 or 11. Didn't go to bed till
11 p.m. alarm. P.M. alarm?
Are you still on East Coast asleep. Time?
But this is the thing. That I don't know how I did p.m. alarm. I don't know how it sat there because
probably East Coast time.
Well, yeah, but all of my alarms were not. I didn't have an alarm set. So when I moved from 11 or when I moved it from 10:45, whatever time I set it last night, and I scrolled up to 7, normally it switches to a.m. because you're going to the next day. Mm. Evidently it didn't. And I looked at the alarm. I was like, oh my goodness, I went to p.m. And all the alarms were at p.m. I set 3 alarms.
I thought Mac was going to have to stay.
All of them were at p.m. So, yeah, I overslept today.
Golden, I went and offered Mac a chance to stay. You know,
yeah, hey, we said, you know what? Drew needs another day of vacation, you know? Another day of vacation.
No, I'm happy to be back.
Stayed by Arrowhead to get some pictures.
Yeah.
I did go to Arrowhead.
That's
or
right.
drove by Arrowhead.
That's right, Arrowhead.
Home of the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The defending AFC champions.
Mm-hmm. Three straight years.
And have been since they lost to the Bengals.
Yeah. Text line brought up a good point. They said, hey, is Drew giving out his souvenir gifts to you guys at 1:30 or 12:50? I think 1:30, right? That's what we don't have them right this second. At 1:30.
I assume at
1:30, that's when Bink and I get our gifts from the beach. That's what happens.
I'm going to be totally straight with you. My mom, if my mom's listening, she'll find this out now. My mom pissed me off last week.
She got me really irritated. Here we go. All right.
Because I was talking about getting something, some memorabilia.
I've learned to let Drew just keep talking, and more. We'll find out more and more about him as he keeps going. Go ahead.
So last week we were in the shops. It was like a shop day. It was cloudy outside and everything like that. We were going to a bunch of different shops. And I was like, man, I think I'm going to get this. I like it. My mom was like, you don't need it. I'm like, yeah, but I want it. It's vacation. She goes, you don't have the funds right now to be just spending money like this right now. And it pissed me off so much. Mm. I talked still. I was fine. But I didn't buy anything. I bought nothing the rest of the trip. I did not buy one single solitary.
Not an Outer Banks tank top for you?
I did not buy a single solitary sticker. I didn't buy anything. Nothing.
And she's probably right. It's smart of her.
What about the stadiums you stopped at and made everybody stop?
I did not buy a single thing. I didn't stop in a bookstore. I didn't stop. The only thing that I bought while I was on my way home was bottles of water or like a snack.
Maybe it's trying to teach you practicality, Drew.
I think she was too, and I appreciate her for it. But the way that she said it really bothered me. And
did you apologize?
Let's call Mama Nixon up right now.
Did
let's
you
get
apologize
this,
to your mother?
Let's get this sorted out right now. Bink, go ahead.
For your behavior?
Bink, you've got her phone number. Why don't you go ahead and call her up real quick, and let's get her on the line, please.
No, I understand that she's looking out for me. I was just really irritated. The way that she said it just really bothered me. And I was like, all right, fine. I'm not going to buy anything. All right.
You should listen to your parents, Drew.
No,
Is that telling you something of wisdom or something? It was a practical thing she told you.
I understand, and I did listen to her.
She was teaching you a lesson.
But my sister came up to me, and she was like, are you all right? You haven't been yourself the last few hours. I'm like, yeah, I'm not. I was really bothered and annoyed. Like,
true, you were blowing money. You went and got cucumbers on your eyes, massages cupped, you name it. You're just spending money like crazy. They're just taking care of you.
No, I did like.
How much was the massage?
That's a good question, actually.
$100.
Tip. You got a tip on that.
How much was the cupping?
The cupping was a part of the massage, which I was surprised by, actually. It was included in the price. And no, I do not have any mother issues.
You and your mom were talking still.
My mom and I talked the same day.
Well, it wasn't about an apology, though.
Was this before or after the massage, by the way?
This is after.
Are you still going to get her?
You were still tense? You should have been relaxed and in good mood.
Is she going to get a Christmas present?
Yes, she's gonna get a birthday present. You know, she's gonna get all those things. But no, I look,
a Mother's Day card.
There's no beef with my mom. She just it bothered me her saying it, and that part of me was like
text line bank top text. Keep going, Drew.
That's not
Keep
true.
Keep going. Keep going.
Later on that night, I talked with my mom, and it was totally fine. We had a very fun Thursday evening. We played LCR.
What's that?
Left, right, center, or whatever.
Oh.
LRC, I guess, is how it technically should be said, but we call it LCR. But yeah, we played LCR, and it was a fine time. I wasn't a bump on the log. It was fine. I was just annoyed for those like 2 hours.
Bump on the log?
What the hell's a bump on a log?
You're a nuisance.
A thorn on the side?
No.
Bee in the mouth?
No, it's not that bad. It's a bump on the log. You're annoying. You're ruining the fun.
You know what you need to do.
I'm not.
You
probably,
the text
you
line,
probably I promise.
Text your the text you line is text out here. The text line is not a good place for you right now, Drew.
I bet it's not. Look.
Can you please text your mom and say
fine.
You're wrong?
I think Cody's fine. I think Cody's fine.
Why don't
fine
you
based
apologize to her?
Why don't you apologize to your mom?
Please.
Yeah. Why don't you?
I mean, Cody. You know, B issues. You got mother issues. Can you at least text your mom?
I talked to her on the phone last night.
Oh, it's one thing to be rude to me by not giving me a drink at Quick Trip, but it's another thing for your mother, ma'am. That's
Bink,
bad.
I was not mean to my mom. I just didn't say
like
anything.
It. No, you said you were mad as hell.
I did not raise my voice, but I was mad at what she said. I wasn't mad.
No, so you come back and tell
verbally.
It all on radio.
I did not yell at her. I did not raise my voice at her.
This is on YouTube.
I did not get mad at her in any way, shape, or form. I just went off into my own space, and it's fine. I'm just not going to buy
it. Did
anything.
You pout? Did you pout?
You have got to be smoking something over there this morning.
Was your lip out, Drew? Were you pouting?
No, but did you see the picture of Cody? Or to Cody?
I'm not tweeting
Allison
that. He can tweet that out. I'm not going to tweet that
you
photo.
Change the subject.
He sent us a photo of from the bee sting. Drew's trying to change the subject totally. Yeah.
You guys are ridiculous. I talked to my mom on the phone last night post.
You brought
all
it up,
this,
man.
And it's fine.
Text your mom. Well, no, tell because, I'm sorry I was rude to you. You were correct.
You were teaching me a lesson.
You're always looking out for me and what's best for me. I apologize. Thanks for a great family trip to the Outer Banks.
No, I thanked her very much for the trip. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed my time.
You sound disrespectful.
It was great. I went on a walk with my mom multiple times throughout the week just to go and hang with her individually. It was great. But there was one moment in time.
Bink's disgusted right now.
There's one moment in time where every now and then somebody is a buzzkill
like
on vacation. You're a little bit tired of each other. And this was the moment because I had, you know, I just didn't want to hear what I...
You got tired of your mother that spent money on the trip.
I didn't say
and
I got tired of my mom.
For your
I
finances.
Was annoyed at my mom saying I couldn't spend $20 on a shirt that I had been
Drew, you blew all
saving
that
money
on
money
massages and cucumbers and...
No. I didn't...
Eggplants.
Okay.
Sandwiches.
He's speechless.
I don't know what else to say.
Up next.
Thank you.
We will get to the 1 o'clock hour. You're saved by the clock. You're welcome. Up next, we'll talk a little bit more about the depth chart that's unofficial. It doesn't really mean anything that Bink's very excited about.